I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Member nations of FIFA, soccer's world governing body, have selected the United States, Canada, and Mexico as hosts for the 2026 World Cup, and that could mean a prominent role for Atlanta. The North American bid suggested that two semifinal matches be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. According to the AJC, the bid also suggests that either Atlanta or Dallas host the International Broadcast Center for the event. The proposal is subject to further negotiations, and other cities could come into play. FIFA is considering Los Angeles, Dallas, and East Rutherford, New Jersey for the championship game. Well, the new interim general manager at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is pledging to bring more transparency to the position. Speaking to 11 Alive, Ballroom Biodari said the airport will be reviewing the ways contracts are awarded to vendors.
There should be no inkling in our constituent mind that there is a need for anyone to come and take over a very, very well-run, well-oiled machine today.
Biodari says his top priority is preparing for the busy summer travel season. Well, the project to deepen the Savannah Harbor will stay on schedule thanks to additional money from the Army Corps of Engineers. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, this year's federal funding totals about $85 million.
Georgia funded its portion of the $973 million Savannah Harbor expansion project up front. That allowed the work to get underway. Federal money has been slower to arrive, but this year Congress budgeted just under $50 million for the project. That's waiting for Senate approval. Now, the Corps has set aside another $35 million. Spokesman Russell Wickey.
It gives us the optimal construction speed, enabling us to construct the project as fast as physics will allow.
The deepening is already done in the outer channel, the part in the ocean and the mouth of the river. Wickey says dredging in the river can begin once an environmental project is finished. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed is facing more scrutiny after an audit conducted by the city revealed overtime expenses topped $54 million during the last full budget year of his term. According to the AJC, that amount exceeded budget by $34 million. The police department accounted for the bulk of the increase in overtime. A department spokesman said the overtime was a result of security necessary for major events in Atlanta and the number of vacancies in the department. An Atlanta psychiatrist is going to be the first African-American female president of the American Medical Association. Yesterday, the AMA announced Dr. Patrice Harris was selected as president-elect at the AMA's annual House of Delegates meeting. Since 2011, Dr. Harris has held several executive offices within the AMA. She also served as president of the Georgia Psychiatric Physicians Association. After 1 year as president-elect, Dr. Harris will become the AMA president in June of 2019. And in sports, University of Georgia football fans will have to contribute more money than ever this year if they want to purchase season tickets at Sanford Stadium. Information posted last night on the school's athletic department website says it will take 23,900 priority points on top of the $275 per seat cost for a renewable season ticket. Last season, it only took 550 priority points. A donor gets one priority point for every dollar donated to a sports-related fund at the university. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.